with Mr. Lawrence Gothier is part of the Pioneers on Tape program sponsored by the Leland Township Library. Its purpose is to make available to its public a series of recorded tapes by senior citizens who have lived in the area for many years. By recording this oral history, we hope to preserve the traditions, events, and color of our area. What were your parents' names, and what was your mother's maiden name?
My father's name was Dominic Gothier, and my mother's name was Harriet Bussey Gothier.
Where did they come from?
They came from Canada.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had 7 brothers and 2 sisters. You want me to name them?
Sure.
Louis, Eli, Edward, Fred, Dennis, Arthur, Albert, and Emma, and Adelaide, who was a nun, Sister Mary Richard, and Emma was Mrs. William Versnyder. I will be 79 on September the 9th, 1982.
Where did you used to live?
I lived in Lake Leelanau, which was called Prumont at that time, on a 136-acre farm. We raised potatoes as a main crop, also had a sugar bush where we made maple syrup and sugar that we sold to the local stores and some in Traverse City. This farm is 124 years old and always has been in the Gothier name. I live 2 miles south of Lake Leelanau on Road 643. There was about 60 acres of woodland that I liked to walk through and pick mushrooms and hunt.
Did you have electric lighting back then? Or indoor plumbing?
We didn't have electricity or indoor plumbing. We used kerosene lamps and had an outside toilet, which was very cold in winter. The house was a typical farm home of the 1800s, 2-story. My grandfather, Joseph Gothier, built it from timber from his own woods. They lived in the log cabin first by the lake. And the house was built about 110 years ago. We have a centennial plaque. There is a large barn and a tool shed and a granary on this farm. I had good neighbors. We all helped each other out for thrashing and cutting wood for heating our home. I went to school to St. Mary's at Lake Leelanau, or Prumont, as it was called at the time. Not the school they have now. It was a wood school between the new school and the convent. There were no buses or plowed roads at that time, just dirt roads. To use a buggy with a fringe on the top in the summer and use the sleigh and horses in the winter to go to town or church. I always walked to school. I only went through the eighth grade. I had to help on the farm. I didn't like school too much, only recess. I liked baseball. Only classmate that I know of still around here is Albert Kelch.
Albert Kelch.
The teachers I remember were Sister Delores and Sister DeLords and Sister Celestine.
Did you like them, those teachers?
I was Sister Delores' pet.
Yours are special jobs?
As a boy, I had to bring in wood and get the cows in when it was time to milk.
Who had to do the milking, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Did you have to do it?
No, I was too young.
What was your first job you had?
My first job off the farm was to work on the courthouse when they dug the basement for the old courthouse.
In Lake Leelanau?
In Leland.
Oh.
During the Depression. At $3.25 a day.
We get to work. Did you ever ride a horse or something?
No. I walked to town and got a ride with someone else to Leland. But twice I had to walk.
Walk all the way to Leland?
Yes. And snow up to my knees. From here to town.
How far is it to town? A couple
miles? 2 miles. That made 6 miles when I walked to work.
Did you have to walk back home too?
No, I got a ride back to town and then I walked home.
Mm-hmm. Did you work anyplace else besides digging the courthouse's basement?
Yeah, I worked at the door factory at Sutton's Bay about 6 months.
In any wars?
No, I was too young to get in the first war and too old for the second one. Had 2 sons that was in the last war, one in Japan and one in Germany.
Did you have a job when those wars were going on, or did you just do farming at home?
I was doing farming.
Did you have animals?
Yes, we had horses, cows, pigs, chickens. I didn't have any rabbits there.
But now you do, right? Or you used to.
Used to.
Did you raise most of your own food?
Yes.
And just had to buy a few things from the store?
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the businesses they used to have down in Lake Leelanau? Did they have a gas station then?
No. There was only 2 cars in Prumont.
Only 2 cars?
Yes.
Did you have one of them?
No.
When did you get your...
We got a 1917 Model T Ford. That was the first car.
Who was, did you buy it?
Well, my dad bought it.
Uh-huh. What did you do for recreation during the war? Did you like
I had to work.
Worked all the time.
The potatoes we raised were shipped by train. We had two trains a day. Once in a while we had a special for summer people on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the potatoes we brought to Sutton's Bay because we got a higher price because it was shipped by boat to Chicago. Mm.
Did your children help you raise the potatoes? No.
No, they're my brothers.
Oh, that was... How about later? Did you still raise potatoes?
Yes.
But after you had kids? Yes. Did you have to do it all by hand? Or did you have a tractor?
No, we still had horses, but we finally got a potato digger.
Mm-hmm. How did they used to do that? To dig potatoes? I know I heard somebody... Did you have to, somebody go ahead with a... digging it up and the kids come behind and pick up potatoes or?
Yeah, well you had to pull the stalks out like this by hand and then dig where the potatoes were.
Okay. Did you hunt much?
Yes, I used to hunt and trap.
What kind of animals did you trap?
Fox, coon, muskrats, minks.
Mm-hmm. Did there used to be more animals now, or back then,
yes,
than now?
Yeah.
Did there ever used to be any bears around here?
I never saw it. I saw tracks.
You did?
Yeah.
Ever see any wild turkeys?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. What were the winters like back then? Were they...
Something like we've been having.
Pretty cold, huh?
Yes.
Did you have lots of snow?
We always got a couple of feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Except one winter, we didn't have any snow.
None?
No.
Hmm. That must have been
That's
nice.
That's the winter I learned to skate.
To skate?
Yeah. We had clear ice all winter. Like when the, you know, when the water's calm,
uh-huh,
just like a looking glass. It was like that almost all winter.
Wow. Did you skate pretty fast?
Pretty good.
Did you ever have races? With people?
Hmm?
Did you ever race people?
Yes. We used to play tag and everything.
What
jump over fish holes.
What did your skates look like? Were they the kind of that are like shoes that you put on?
No. They clamped on your well, you could get strap skates or some that clamped on the soles. And heels and shoes.
Oh, so you could just walk down to the lake and clamp on your...
No, you couldn't walk on the, where there was sand because it dulls them too much.
Oh, uh-huh. During the war, did you ever go to any of the free shows or...
Yeah.
Down, could you say what the free shows were like?
Well, they were mostly Westerns.
And where would they they were movies, right?
Yeah.
And where would they show them? Downtown?
About right back to where the school is now.
Uh-huh. Did they, and you didn't have to pay anything to get in? Okay. Did you used to do any fishing during the winter?
Yes.
Did you ever catch any?
Oh, yes. I think you saw some pictures of something.
What was the biggest one you ever caught?
38.5 pounds.
What kind of fish was that?
Muskellunge.
How did they catch it?
Speared it.
Was it hard to get in?
No.
No? Did you usually hit the fish every time you speared? Or?
No. The biggest one I speared, the water was dirty. I couldn't see very good. I thought it was a pike, about 6 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him in the backbone. See, their backbone is bigger than this.
Bigger than your thumb?
And got his backbone and it kind of paralyzed him. Uh-huh. And I just pulled him off the bottom about that high and got loose. And I had the spear handle was crooked. And every time my spear, all he could do was just move like this on his side.
Uh-huh.
And I speared about 6 times. And the last time, he was way under the ice. So I thought I'd spear over him because, you know, your spear comes back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So I just got him with 2 prongs in the belly here.
Oh.
And I pulled him up real easy. And the further I got him up, the bigger he was.
How big did he come up? Weigh?
Huh?
How much did he weigh?
38 and a half.
Oh, that was the big one.
Yeah. And then I hooked him with the gaff hook.
Uh-huh.
And when I opened the door and let go of the gaff hook, he fell off my spear.
How long did you have to wait for him to come in your hole?
Well, he was just swimming through on the bottom like this.
Did you usually spend the whole day fishing?
Yes.
Long days? Do you have a stove in the...
Yes.
It's in a fish coop, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you use to make maple syrup? Could you tell us about that?
Well, first you had to cut a lot of wood.
Uh-huh. And...
And then... They had to tap your trees.
Mm-hmm. Did you just in your woods back here?
Yeah.
Then you gather the sap every day?
Mm-hmm. When it was big trees, sometimes you had to gather when the sap ran good, you had to gather twice.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Then did you cook it down? Where did you cook it down?
Up in the... You never saw that old cabin we had up there?
No,
it's
cabin.
It's all down.
Is it still there now?
Yeah, in a pile.
When did you boil it down? You had to work in the daytime, right?
I boil sap all day, and I did already all night, all day long. Couldn't follow up. Sometimes I'd use 2 big pans, you know, like I had.
Uh-huh. Those about 2 by 3 feet, or?
Oh no, it's about 6-7 feet long and about 3 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to boil it down?
Well, about a day and a night.
Of
course, it put in about 6 barrels.
Uh huh. And then you sold it?
Huh?
Then you sold your maple syrup? Did you sell the maple syrup that you had?
Yeah.
Who'd you sell it to?
I sold some to Carter's, to Leland, and some to NJ's.
Mm-hmm.
And we made more sugar. Sold some to Olson's and Travers.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted me to make a ton of it.
Was that good?
His dad, he was telling me, he took me into his office once, and he had to tell me his dad used to do that too. And you saw pictures already where they carry 2 pails like that, and they got a stick that goes across.
Like a yoke?
Yeah. And he says his dad used to do that, and he used to tap in the damnest hills, he says.
Did you ever used to have any fairs or special events in the town? Like, they have the annual dinner now?
Yes. They did in the old church before this church.
The old church? Where was that?
Right where the convent is now.
Mm-hmm. Was it as big?
No.
Was it made out of wood or
something? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was church important to you then? Or all through your life it has, right? You had to go to church every Sunday.
Oh, yes. Sundays and holidays. 4th of July.
Do you remember any of the priests you used to, they used to be there? Any of their names?
In the old church?
Uh-huh.
No.
Can't remember them?
No.
Did there used to be a doctor in town? Or like a midwife?
For a while we had a doctor and we had a drugstore.
Oh yeah?
Yes, and we had a sawmill.
Did you... where was the sawmill?
Right where Couch's warehouse, where he his lumber and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had quite a mill there.
Did you ever go to the doctor very often, or...?
Not in days we do now. Saved it for now.
What did you do during the holidays, like for Christmas? Did you do anything different than you do now?
No, we go fishing or skating or something.
Uh-huh.
Sliding.
Sliding?
Yeah.
Did you used to have the same kind of sleighs you have now?
I used to make some. And I had a book and one that Sister Richard, well, she was teaching school then. And she bought me a nice little sleigh. Mm-hmm. I used to go like a Dickens. I was 7 years old, and once I tipped over, it had the sides was iron, and it was round on the top and flat on the bottom. I was going downhill, and I tipped over and cut the side of my eye.
Did you used to have Christmas trees? Things?
Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. In your house?
We didn't used to years ago.
Did you have? You didn't have electric lights on in
No.
The, did you ever have any lights on your trees?
Well, they used to use candles. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a little holder on them. It snapping on it.
Uh-huh.
But the. I guess that's against the law. Too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you were farming and you had to raise the potatoes, did you get out of school to harvest your potatoes?
We had 3 weeks potato vacation.
Potato vacation? Now all the kids in the whole school got out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were all dug by hand in them days, so
uh-huh.
It took more time to dig them.
Okay. Did you ever have any pets?
Cat.
Just cat? And the farm animals? Did you ever let any animals in the house if it was like cold? Really
cat,
cold
out? Not the horses.
Or like little chickens or anything.
Yes, we did. Sometimes we'd, we used to get an order, 100 of them, you know, little ones.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to be too cold before I built that little coop there. That's what we used to put them in, that had a brooder in there. But if we didn't have fire in there. You'd get them sometime when you didn't expect it and you didn't have fire in there. Well, we'd take some boards and make a little place for them so they'd stay where it was warm in here.
So they'd all be together?
Yeah.
Keep each other warm?
Until we got fired up in there.
Did you used to eat their eggs and...
yeah.
Like kill your pigs and...
Yeah. Sell some.
And have fresh milk from the cows and stuff.
Yeah. Sell cream.
How did you, used to make your own cream? Like churn butter?
Oh, yeah.
Whose job was that? Was that yours or one of your sister's?
Dad used to turn the separator. We didn't have no electricity then. Then I got the one that your dad, I bought that one that your dad had and had a motor on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have turned my hand.
Hmm. Did you ever cut ice out of the leg? Did you have to buy your own?
Or? We didn't have any ice box. Well, we did buy some for a couple of years, so we got a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. How long would that last? Would the ice last? Would it last like into the summer? When you had it cut, or how long could you buy the ice?
Oh, all summer.
All summer long?
No, that's packed in sodas.
Oh. Do you know how they would cut it? How they'd get it out of the lake?
First, they cut it with horses. It was, it had about three knives on it, I guess, about on each side like that. The width of a cake, and then pull that with the horses. Cut it one way, and then cut it the other way. You know, until it was almost through, so your horse wouldn't...
So your horse wouldn't fall through the lake. How would you get the ice out of the water?
Well, you had to have tongs and pull it out that way. And then after a while, they would go out there, someone that used to put up thousands of
tanks. Oh yeah? Billy Gothier?
Mm-hmm.
Is he related to you?
First cousin.
Oh! Is he still living now?
No, he died a couple of years ago.
He used to put up a lot of cakes of ice?
Yeah, well, he had the meat market. He's the only one that had meat in town.
Oh.
Well, now all the stores carry meat.
Uh-huh.
Except the hardware store.
Yeah.
And he had two places where he kept ice. He had one pretty big. He put up a few thousand cakes himself.
Hmm.
And then he cut some for other people too. Then after a while, when he got that many the supply, he had a conveyor, and put it in the water like that, and they just push the cake ice like that, and it would...
Like up a trough?
Yeah, and then go right on the way.
Oh.
After a while, when they got trucks, they load them right on the trucks, or in their sleigh, whatever you had.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to drive your sleighs? Did most people know how to drive sleighs and ride horses?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hauled some ice for my brother Ed and fill up his ice house on the lake with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
I hauled logs across the lake. I went down my Frankie shops to Fountain Point so he didn't have to go across the bridge, because the bridge after there started to be cars, well, the snow that would get on the bridge would go through them cracks, and then it was bare. So we'd cut across there to Fountain Point, and then go to the mill. Then we didn't have to go to the... Sometimes we'd have to snow the bridge, put some boards on the bunks on the sleigh, and then haul it on the bridge.
Oh. Is that the same bridge that used to be?
No. That was the old bridge further up.
Uh-huh. Is it the old bridge was in a different spot?
Yeah. 200-300 feet further up than the one.
To the north?
South.
South. Yeah. Is it smaller? Or?
Yeah.
Is it made out of brick or cement like this one is now?
No. It was iron rods and wooden planks. And you saw pictures where it starts like that on both ends.
Uh-huh.
It got kind of loose, and when the car go by, there, we could hear a car go by from here.
2 miles away, you can hear a car go by. Are most of you do you have any brothers and sisters who are still living?
No. I'm the only one left.
Are you the oldest, or?
I'm the baby.
And what's your wife's name?
Hilda.
Hilda. Okay. Are there any tragedies in your family that you can remember?
We got an accident once coming from town.